How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Brian Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
That's true, you do got me. Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as could be, you can watch us on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you on a Tuesday. Hello, Leroy.
What's happening?
Not much, man. Not much. Just another day in paradise. Brittany, how are you?
Almost made my first mistake of the day.
Mm.
I thought Rebecca's thing was at the Adrian R. Center. It's at the James L. Knight Center.
Wait, the graduation?
No.
That's where I graduated college, James L. Knight Center.
Silver Knight thing. Are they near each other?
They're not far from. Well, here's the thing. Distance-wise, no. They're probably 2 miles, if that, apart.
It's
Miami.
How to get there downtown.
Like, the idea to get from where the Arch Center is, which is right before the overpass of downtown, to past Bayside and a little bit over, you might as well be going to driving to Boca. Like, that's probably the drive you could be looking for at certain points.
So do I take the same route that we discussed?
No. If you're going to take if you're going to the James L. Knight Center, use the highway, because there's highway exits to the James L. Knight Center, like right there.
Okay.
So, and then you want to park.
So do I still cut across and go the back way? Because
no, I just said no. Did you not? No. I just said no.
Hold on. I'm talking about instead of going 95 through the interchange, do I still go the back way like work and then hop on 95 past that?
No. Just ride it. Just ride it down, dude. Just ride it down. There's no point. Because the way you're going to exit by the James L. Knight Center is right off the ramp. Like, there's maybe other exits you can go the back way once you're there. So ride your navigation with that. But no, that's not like the Arch Center. And the thing with the Arch Center is, and the difference between going to the Arch Center and the James L. Knight Center is, the James L. Knight Center, it literally will drop you off like right there in front of the Knight Center where the garage is. The Arch Center has that stupid loop-de-loop bridge that, who knows why we have that. Why do we have that? Who asked for that bridge?
Nobody.
I sat here. We don't even have things that work on the highway, okay? There's ramps that go nowhere. Now there's new ramps. They opened up a new ramp today or yesterday, and I'm like, I'm not going down that ramp. That's usually the ramp I go. Where are my ramps? And now all of a sudden, we're sitting here. We got mystery ramps that are taking me to the 826. I'm like, huh? Where's my backway ramp? And then and we got a stupid loop-de-loop bridge? What is that there for? Where does it go? All that's there is water. Why do we have this? Who is building this stuff? It took me 3 years, nay, 6 years, to get a street named after Dwayne Wade. That was practical. This is impractical. We have no. I thought that, first of all, I thought it was just we were being St. Louis with arches by the arched. Arches by the arched. But then I find out, no. It's a suspended bridge. what? For what? Who lives over there? Like, what is the point of that? To what am I taking it? To the port? Am I going to visit sharks in the water? Why is it there?
But it's not even for the port, because for the port has a tunnel.
It does, which I don't like tunnels. They're very scary. Although that is my secret entrance into the Heat games. You do the old boomerang. Though the cops have kind of taken that away too. You guys take away all the fun of driving in Miami. You know that? Here's the thing that I loved about this city is you used to be able to do slightly illegal things, but to get to where you needed to go. And now they're blocking that off. And so now we're all just a bunch of stuck idiots. You realize that? We're not getting anywhere any faster. They're just making more obstacles.
Yep.
Which makes it more dangerous.
All I know is that every time I go down to a Heat game, I get the stupid slowest train in the history of trains. The timing couldn't be worse.
Stunt Steve says, I think it's supposed to be a fountain. A fountain? Why do I want a bridge fountain?
It's slippery. It's even worse.
Let me get this straight. We're like 3 seconds away from being underwater as it is, okay? Why do I want more water on a bridge? I don't need it. You want to know what we call a fountain bridge? August. How stupid is that? Who made that decision?
Boy.
Hopefully it wasn't Mayor Snyder.
The relationships between the people that are building it and the people that voted for it.
Hopefully it wasn't Mayor Suarez. Sorry, buddy. Thanks for doing the street. Finally. Took you long enough. Anyway, headlines. Those are brought to you by Doral Kia. You always pay less with your pricito at Doral Kia. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. Miami LB says Tobin had money on the Lakers last night. I did not. I would never bet against the Thunder. That's a fool's proposition, my friend. But they did lose. The Lakers were swept. That is over. I was like, oh, I was hanging on for. I'm getting old, man. I'm hanging on for dear life. You mean this is 40. I'm hanging on for dear life.
Just give in. I do.
I just feel like such a loser, though. This happened to me in UFC. I mean, and I can't even excuse that the fights were bad. The fights were good, especially the co-main event. That had me up, and then I just get to the fifth round, and I'm like barely hanging on with a crusty eye to watch the I didn't even watch the final decision because I knew Strickland was going to win, but as soon as the final horn hit, I'm out. And then last night, I remember watching the start of the fourth quarter because it was a close game. Lakers were leading, I think. And then I woke up and I was like, oh no, the Lakers are trailing. And there was like 90 seconds left. And I watched Austin Reeves. I mean, that guy's lost a lot of money this playoffs. I haven't seen somebody lose this much money in a playoff since Mario Chalmers. Oh my God. Remember Mario Chalmers in the 14 finals? Woo! Woo! Is he frozen? He's got to be frozen, right? He's not trolling me. He's definitely
frozen. No, I think he's definitely frozen. He's definitely not even frozen. Blinking. Okay.
Brittany, I haven't seen anybody lose this much money in a playoff since Mario Chalmers in the 14 finals. You back? What the hell happened?
I don't know.
All right.
I don't know.
Well, I'm sorry I got to do this to you. If I could have my buttons up there, Brittany, but I got to hit it with it.
It wasn't me.
Minus one for technological snafu.
Here's the thing, though, dude. When we have three screens up and only one is frozen, that's on you.
I didn't do it.
What? You did not do it. You didn't do anything. You didn't. Exactly. You didn't do anything.
I fixed it.
Did you?
Yeah. I changed Wi-Fi's.
Steve's saying that it was the same mayor who brought COVID to our studio. He would look like he wants a fountain bridge, respectfully, to Mayor Suarez. Like, if somebody was if there was a mayor who's like,
hey, how scary was
who
that?
Who wants a fountain bridge? How scary was it?
The second he left, they go, Mayor Suarez.
Amber and Zaslav were so mad at us.
Oh my gosh, that's terrifying.
They were so mad at us because he had just hot. And the thing, this was the great thing about it back in the day with COVID. This was, nobody knew how COVID spread, right? They were all like, oh, we're lathering ourselves in hand sanitizer. And so the way that it worked was he had just interacted, like he was with like the Brazilian ambassador or something for some dinner with the president, or maybe he was just here locally. I don't recall, but it was some Brazilian ambassador who tested positive for COVID, and sure as bleep, like a couple days later, he's in with us, And he had one of the very first famous cases of COVID. Like, we all remember the most famous COVID cases were Rudy Gobert, okay, giving everybody COVID, Tom Hanks and his wife getting COVID, and then Mayor Suarez was like the first political leader I really remember getting COVID of in America. And they were like banished you. And I remember for like 2 weeks he was doing vlogs of like day three, sitting here, isolated, alone.
Meanwhile, we're looking at each other going, hey.
Is he even the mayor
anymore? We were the
last
people he saw.
I think he's always the mayor.
Nope, that's not how it works.
I think he's always the mayor. I think he gets to be mayor forever.
I'm pretty sure he's still mayor. I thought he lost the last election.
No, I think that was, I thought that was somebody else. Are you sure that's not the Miami-Dade mayor?
No, because that's still Danielle Levine Cava.
Maybe he is done being mayor. Well, he was going to run for president at one point. He was kind of testing the waters on that. So I don't know if he's still the mayor. I don't know if it is a like presidential terms, and you're only allowed to do it twice. It probably is, time up for it. But Fountain Bridge. Who the hell needs that Fountain Bridge?
Yeah, no, she's not the mayor.
Who's not the mayor? He's not the mayor?
No, yeah, he's not the mayor.
When did he stop being mayor?
In December of 2025.
Oh, how about that? Okay, well, former mayor.
Two terms.
Okay. Oh, Dade South says, no, Francois is no longer mayor as of May 2020. So she just got sworn in.
He reached his term limits.
She was sworn in on December 18, 2025.
Okay, cool.
But I don't know. But then it says May 12, something about May 12.
Maybe that's like real inauguration day or something like that.
But no. Yeah.
Okay. Well, former Mayor Suarez. I don't know what he's going to do now. Probably build fountain bridges all over the place. Fountain bridges. Crazy.
Hey, I think down here, down south in South Florida, we shouldn't be building anything associated with water.
Right, yeah. We got enough water.
Unless it's to get water off land. Because if you get a heavy rain, it floods everywhere.
This would be me if I was down here, if I was mayor, if I was Mayor Tobes, I'd block out more water. You have a strong storm and you need basically a pontoon boat to get around downtown.
When was it we went down there and we had to avoid?
Woo! Like, when we went down for the Kaseya Center tour.
It just rained.
Selena had us there for the Heat's tour and we left there and dude, it was crazy. Brittany, it rained for 15 minutes and thank God we took Leroy's SUV. If we would have taken my car, we would have been cooked. But
he's frozen again.
Yeah, I know. It's not his fault though. It's not his fault. It's people's fault.
For technological snafu.
No, yeah. If you would have taken your car, you would have been swimming.
He always has the greatest freeze frames though. Like, look at him.
They're always so good.
He's like, prospects. What's going on with his Wi-Fi in that neighborhood lately?
I know he has been having Wi-Fi issues. I feel like.
Yeah. This is that's great. Dade South, is that when Leroy shamed foreign press? It wasn't foreign press. It was just a Swedish guy, Dade South. It wasn't press. We were the press, but these were just run-of-the-mill Heat fans, people just trying to have a good time. And he was just like, you thought those shorts were a good idea?
He said that to somebody?
Oh, he said it to us, but here's the thing. Have you ever been in the Heat's practice gym before?
No.
Okay, so if you've ever been in a basketball gym, yeah, like a high school gymnasium, you've heard it. If you've ever been there alone with your friends walking through, it echoes, Brittany.
Yeah.
The Heat is no different. It's got high ceilings that bounce off, so they keep the circulation there. And he's just saying to us, but he thinks he's saying it like a whisper, but he says it very loudly. He thought those shorts were a good idea?
No. That is not true. I whisper.
That is what you said, dude.
No, I whispered. I said,
You did not. First of all, you're almost incapable of whispering.
No, literally. Like, I could totally see you saying that far too loud for everyone to hear.
Wow.
Crazy.
You know, with friends like you and J-Fig, that was the circle of trust.
Anyway, Texter 561 says, oh, stop with politics. When did we talk politics? These are literal facts. One person is the mayor, and then he's not the mayor anymore. Calm down.
We thought we all got COVID.
Don't get your undies in a bunch, dude. Crazy. Anyway, last night, the Lakers got swept. LeBron, we'll see where he goes next. The Cavaliers. Can I just say something? Any person on this planet who wouldn't have Donovan Mitchell on their franchise and kiss the ground, you're high as a kite, Yogi. He is incredible. I would take Donovan Mitchell. I mean, he's so good. I might trade Sonny Bunny for him. He's that good. Yesterday, what? Is that too strong?
Yes, your poor dog.
It was a good run.
Oh, my God.
She's a great dog. Cavaliers are getting a great dog. But this guy yesterday, 39 points in the second half. 39 points in the second. When's the last time the Heat had somebody score 39 a game? Was it Jimmy? Like, in a playoff game?
In a playoff game.
Bam. No, obviously Bam did it. But I'm saying, like, when's the last time it had? I mean, that was such a great performance by him. And, my God, this Jalen Duren. Whew. Welcome to the playoffs, young man.
I mean, he's got a little bit of Aiton in him.
Yeah, Cade Cunningham had a beautiful pass right in his mitts, and he had the old butterfingers. I don't understand it. These guys are like, what is it with the squeaky cheeks with the Giants in the playoffs?
Can I tell you, and I've learned this playing football, just because you play a sport doesn't mean you possess all the skills at an elite level. I know a bunch of wide receivers that play wide receiver for a long time that really can't catch. DK Metcalf can't catch. People don't realize it.
Right. But
he plays receiver. So a lot of times with these bigs, they are very awkward at like athletic catches or catching athletic passes, or you very rarely have like throwing Durham an alley-oop or a bounce pass inside or a quick pass. Like, these are things that we just assume that he can do, but a lot of times guys can't react like that. And so it's a weird thing that we just assume, oh, he's a center, he should be able to do those. That's what centers do. And everybody can't catch.
Yeah, he's putting up a lot.
Wait, that played for the Heat.
Joel Anthony?
Yeah.
Joel Anthony didn't average 20 points a game, dude.
But I'm just saying.
Like, Joel Anthony is one. Duren was their, by bar none, second best player, and he's been missing in action in the playoffs because he can't catch.
Right. I can't explain it. My dear friend.
People were talking, like, people compare Jalen Duren to Bam a lot, and then because, you know, he models his game after Bam a lot, right? Bam had some stinkers, like, in 22, but even Bam's first playoffs when they were in the bubble, Bam had some good games, dude. I mean, Bam was cooking the mother bleeping Celtics. Remember when they called him versus Daniel Tice a wash? Yeah, washed him right out of the playoffs, idiots.
Wise.
But, yeah, that's crazy, dude. But Spider was incredible yesterday.
Holy crap. Watching him, it just looked like he was never going to miss. And the only time he missed was to break the record on a free throw.
I know. Crazy.
That's the craziest thing.
So that series is even at 2 apiece. The Thunder.
That could have been a 60-piece easy because he didn't do nothing in the first half.
Didn't do squat, dude. Didn't do anything. They started, what did they start second half on, a 23-0 run?
Yeah.
Jeez. Pistons. Squeaky cheeks.
We're the team that plays defense.
Yeah. So that's that on the Lakers season. LeBron will be watching his next move on if he continues playing, where he continues playing.
I hope he
doesn't
do the Aaron Rodgers.
Just like sticking around. Like, do you mean that just, like sticking around just to stick around, or like meandering through the summer not choosing?
No, like that. Right? Like, I don't see at this point how we feel about LeBron and what he could contribute is much different than what we think of Aaron Rodgers. Right? And so he's
won a lot more than Aaron Rodgers.
No, I know, but LeBron could still average 20.
It's such a weird, like, I would like to get into that a little bit on him, because it's such a weird last chapter of his career, the Lakers, because, I mean, he was with the Lakers for 8 years, and it doesn't feel like that to me.
Right.
Because he didn't, like, it was, in a lot of ways, it was the most insignificant part of his career. Because they didn't, he really didn't have a ton of chances at winning the title, even though like right. he won the title.
The thing is that everywhere else he went, he had 2 or 3 years of consistency where they just build to a certain point, right? With the Heat, he had that consistency of 4 years with the same guys, and you move small pieces around the outside. He's never had that with the Lakers. Every year, it's like drastic changes with, you know, this guy playing more, a trade here, let's get this guy in the offseason. There's really been no consistency. And then you get guys thinking they could do something, and you get DeAndre Ayton.
But part of it is he, like, that's part of him, too. Like, he like he's probably put on his GM hat more than he ever had with the Lakers. And,
right.
you know, he had some real stinkers in there with some of the choices that he wanted the franchise to make. It's such a strange thing. Quickly give you a weather update brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting, helping homeowners stay safe this storm season. Visit TornadoRoofing.com for a free roof and window estimate. Currently 85 degrees in Miami. Whew. Mostly cloudy. High of 89. And going to be kind of cloudy all day. There you go. Possibly.
10:20, it's already 85 degrees.
Yeah, dude, soupy. We will get a little rain tonight down here. So pack a parka. I don't know, dude. We'll take a break. More to come. We're back after this.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. Brad Paisley is coming to the FTL War Memorial Auditorium in Fort Lauderdale in September. And we want to send you there. Just be listening at 1:20 p.m. today for your chance to win. This is a Live Nation show for all the Brad Paisley fans out there. He's good.
Well, I didn't know, but I guess Rebecca is.
Oh, really?
She's about as That's country as they get now.
That's close to. Well, dude, I mean, she grew up in Davie. Like, what did you think was going to happen?
I mean, come on.
What? I'm telling you, dude. What did you think was going to happen growing up in Horsetown?
I didn't fall for it.
You were you're a grown man. You're a grown man.
Yeah, you're a lot less impressionable. Mm.
She does line dancing. You haven't lived until you had to slow down because four horses are crossing the street.
Dude, it's crazy. They're all over the place. That's where they roam.
We used to have to stop for the tractors back home. That's really living.
In South Carolina?
Yep.
Man. What are you guys farming over there?
That can only go like 12 miles an hour?
Yeah, exactly. So you're behind a tractor on a two-way street in the back roads. Yeah. A blast.
You guys see that TikTok video? I don't know if it's new or not because I never know what's current on the internet, but did you see that video of a peacock fighting a rooster?
No.
I can't say that. Was it in Miami? Because
yeah, of course it was in Miami. I actually think it was at Everglades National Park, so I don't think it was in Miami. I think it was in Broward. People are crazy with the peacocks, okay? Like, there's a road around where I live, and this dude, he's got like 20, no lie, like 20 peacocks that are just roaming at all times. And I have to think.
Who has pet peacocks?
People have pet peacocks, dude. I know in Pinecrest they're very big.
Like, huge.
They're all over the place in Pinecrest. But, you know, people, I think they like them. They, you know, they're like fancy chickens. So.
Only a redneck would say that.
They are. They are.
That's one
Dad,
to
what's
put
a
it.
Peacock? Oh, son, it's like a fancy chicken.
Got one of them fancy feathered chickens.
It's like a Boca chicken.
But, dude.
Hey, so we have them roaming around in Louisiana, New Orleans, just roaming the streets like chickens. But, no, we have, like, we don't see chickens as much as we see peacocks.
Yeah, I'm telling you. So there was this showdown, and I was like, first of all, it looked like the peacock, you know, got it more in feathers, got it more in weight. I thought the peacock was going to get the rub on the rooster, but it did not. It did not. You know, a little early showing, and then the peacock, as soon as it got a little fighting back from the rooster, it cowered and ran. I was like, whoa. But obviously, nobody does peacock fighting. You just do regular cockfighting. Like that's how the Roosters go about it with the razors on them. You know, very cruel.
Wait, hey, could you imagine that conversation? Mm-hmm. Come get some, Rooster. You ain't about this life, Peacock. I was bred for this.
Oh man. So guy says, Lita Ford, Leroy, have you ever gone to Roundup?
Yes.
You've been to Roundup?
Been to Roundup back in the day. I have been to Roundup. Not as much as my daughter. They used to have Sunday Kids Day.
Yeah, they have Kids Day. Yeah. You know how they don't make them like Brad Penny anymore. I might have told you the story, Leroy, but I don't know if Brittany knows it. One time I was able to sneak in with Brad Penny's entourage to avoid cover, Brittany.
Wow. And that must have been the highlight of your life.
It was actually the highlight. It was one of the highlights because he wasn't actually with the Marlins at the time anymore. He was traded to the Dodgers and he was in town to play the Marlins. And Brad Penny, he had like very famous Dodgers. Like he had Matt Kemp with him who went on to win MVP. But then Rihanna ruined his career. And so he had like all the famous Dodgers with him, and I'm just like, I'm sneaking in with Brad Penny because this will. I was a college student. This avoid, you know, avoid $20. That's a big deal to me. Could buy a couple beers with that.
Absolutely, especially there.
Snuck in, Brad Penny. Thank you for paying my cover or just luring me in with your fame and the night at Roundup. I appreciate you, dude, and also for the World Series championship. That's why they don't make him like Brad Penny anymore.
Oh my god.
That's why they don't.
I mean, he was a big pitcher.
Oh,
he was
yeah.
Moose,
dude. Moose. None of this analytics nonsense. Just rear back, gas. Every once in a while, throw a curveball.
Also, the thought of professional athletes being at Roundup is crazy to me.
Why?
Why?
Because it's not.
Well, he's Oklahoma. He's an Oklahoma boy.
That's true, I guess.
He's Oklahoma. But Matt Kemp being there was hilarious.
Yeah.
I went.
No, I know, but like active.
Yeah, I was active.
Oh, you were at the time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. No, I just can't imagine that because the people that go there.
Well, it depends on. Here, let me explain something to you. When you have nothing to do, here's how the conversation goes. What's going on tonight? Well, on Tuesdays, they have this on South Beach. I'm not driving all the way down there. You know where we could go? They have ladies' night on Wednesday at Roundup.
Mm-hmm.
We can go to Roundup. Roundup? He says, yeah, they play country, but then they have a little break where they play some hip-hop and
that's
mix
true.
It up.
Yeah, sometimes right. they do like an Astron contest at Roundup.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. So
I don't know if they still do
I
anymore.
Ended up at Roundup. Now, I will say this. I went in. They were playing hip-hop. I'm like, this is not that bad. Then they went to like 45 minutes of country. I was out.
Mm-hmm.
I used to go to Roundup a lot in my line dancing phase.
And I realized that the place wasn't that popular with the brothers, but I didn't realize that I was in Davy, and nor was Davy.
They have a tangible lead cowboy, though, who teaches the dancing.
Yep.
But that's like early, before people get there.
Yes, you have to get there early. That's true. Yeah, they do the lessons. Well, you know, once it gets to like actual drinking time, the regulars are there. They don't want you there to bother them.
Yeah, they don't want, and don't mess up the line. Don't mess up the line dancing.
I've done that before.
I tell you what. The difference between Tangible Club.
Uh-oh.
Man. You got that Davy internet right now.
And Intangible Club. Intangible Club, there's a lot of like just uniform dancing where it don't matter what the song is. You just do your little, your dance.
Yep.
Right? Whereas Tangibles, we just dance to the music.
Dade South says you got the bootleg Scoot Boogie. Great play. Never executed. We'll take a break.
There was a boot Scoot and Boogie, and that's the quarterback and the coach are no longer with us.
That's
they
right.
Scooted,
they,
all right.
They got the boot.
Yep.
We'll take a break. More to come. We're back after this.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Just got a notification, Brittany. Some five-star offensive lineman, very hard name to pronounce, picked Notre Dame over Miami.
Yes.
And, I just got to say, that's poor judgment by you, dude. I can't believe, how could you be an offensive lineman and not want to get coached by Mario Cristobal? I mean, I don't know what the NIL thing is objectively, so, and you have you know, Cantwell already here, so maybe he doesn't want that space. But like, in all honesty, if you're an offensive lineman, how do you not want to be coached by Alex Mirabal and Mario Cristobal? That sounds crazy to me.
So, I heard a lot of that when I left Louisiana. How could you not want to be here? How could you not? And you just deal with it.
Well, that's a hometown thing. That's not a I'm talking about just genuine if you're going to go somewhere to get coached by the best.
You're assuming.
You're going to the Pop-Tart Bowl guy? The guy who refused to go to the Pop-Tart Bowl?
But here's the thing. You're assuming that 18-year-old is thinking like you. The reasons why he chose might have nothing to do with that.
Oh, that's
right?
Poor judgment.
Because he's 18.
Poor judgment.
I mean, I guess.
No, not you guess. It's poor judgment.
Okay.
I was watching, I was watching Maui Noah. He was doing his draft interview with the Giants. And they're like, hey, how are you so good at staying square? He goes, Coach Mirabal, you idiot. What kind of a question is that? He didn't say the idiot part, but like you could see it in the look in his face. That's what he thought. And so.
I think the only educated move that I made is I only chose schools that I know ran the hell out of the football. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you think of Nebraska, USC, Michigan, I visited Illinois. I didn't know why. Tulane and LSU. Of those schools, the only three that I was 100% confident would run the football were Michigan, Nebraska, USC, right? And I kind of
can't picture
broke
Nebraska.
It down that way. Well, Nebraska was big back then.
Nah, I understand, but it's still Nebraska.
Yeah. You know what scared me about Nebraska? So I took a recruit trip there, and I knew Neil Smith, right? Because he played at a rival school in New Orleans. So I go there. And they take me into a room, and there's like 60 kids. And I'm like, oh, this, you know, you guys have like study hall or something like that. And the guy goes, no, these are all our freshmen. I was like, yikes.
Woo. Wow. the good news, though, and the only reason I like this one is because that Kirby Smart was a real jerk to Mario Cristobal. You know, he thought he was cute at his little roast where he's like, yeah, watch out for Mario Cristobal. Steal your players. Well, the Canes got a five-star cornerback, Dante Wright, from Long Beach Poly. He flipped from Georgia to Miami this weekend. So Mario Cristobal should just send him a ba-dun-tsh. Who's laughing now, jokey jokester?
I think Miami, quarterback permitting, is going to go on like a 4 or 5 year run where they're going to be in the hunt for a championship every year.
Yeah, they feel like a monster right now.
And I say, depending on the quarterback.
Well, that's the thing, right? Is like they've also become that. We'll see what happens with Mensah, but everybody's, you know, raving about him early on, obviously. But that's the thing, is like they've found this sweet spot of, hey, even if they don't have the guy, they are probably the primo number one of plug and play. Like everybody's talking, you know, we know what Cam Ward said. Carson Beck, I was listening to an interview with him this morning, just talking about how much of a big step this year was for him. So it's impossible not to feel like they have that figured out too. Now,
but at some point, you're going to have that guy that comes in.
Maybe. Probably right, but I don't know. Like it's.
Yeah. To say you're going to go on a run of 4 or 5 years and always get the quarterback, it is playing with fire.
Well, I think that
it's happened now three times. This is the third time in three consecutive years. I'm not saying it can happen, but I'm saying I don't know if you can depend on that, because there might not be a quarterback available one of those years. And so at some point, you're going to have to bring in a young quarterback that maybe gives you 2 or 3 years of solid quarterback.
Well, I think they're in a good position right now with Mensah, because he can also play after next, like after this season. He still has 1 year of eligibility.
If he has a year like the last two guys, there's no way.
I mean, yeah, but then here's another thing, is that we do have a 5-star quarterback commit coming in this year to stand behind him and learn from him. So even if he's here for 2 years and we still have that, which we haven't seen a quarterback like that in a while. So it could be we could be in a great position, like you said, for the next 4 to 5 years because of that solely.
Yeah, I think the thing that's going to be interesting is when does Mario go and trust a young kid? Like, that's because you've had such grown men.
You know what? If he gets 2 years, if Mensah gives him 2 years, or maybe even a year, just to be able to watch for that full year, and I'm more than sure that if Mensah's having a good year, then they're going to try to get the young kids some playing time. And so going in the next year, you're going to feel a little more comfortable about not necessarily how good he can be. That's not the point here. The point is, what can he and can't he do? And then you can kind of design things around that. Whereas the last 3 years, you've been able to just continue doing the same things.
Yeah, you can never predict, because quarterbacks, it's so squirrely, because guys can have a year that they look like they're going to be the guy.
Look at all these quarterbacks from last year, not 2 years ago, that was supposed to be top five picks and ended up going in the fifth round.
Yeah, and then it's it could either make you or break you, with 1 year, all of a sudden. So it's an interesting one, but man, he's got a wagon going right now. He is
he's done it to where they have a consistent flow of trench guys, and that's the way he wanted to start it. He wanted Bill from the trenches out. He's got weapons on the outside.
Sometimes
they
think Mario
brought in cornerbacks to shore up the defense a little bit more. I would only say that the two guys that you have to replace in Mesidor and Bain were that's huge. So I'm interested to see, not if they have guys with the same production, but guys with the same energy, with the same
mindset,
so that your defense can continue down the path of aggression that they played with last year up front.
Yeah, that's a lot of it's a lot of the soul of your team leaving. You might feel good about the talent, but is the mindset there? Is there anybody else who's gonna bless?
Hopefully, when guys leave, they left an impression on how it is to be done at your school, right. And so when young guys come in, now the coaching staff and everybody can say, listen, you've seen how it's done.
Dade South says somebody was asking if the Dolphins should draft Sorsby in the supplemental draft. Yeah, I saw that. He's the guy who the Canes were going to go after him. They actually dodged a bullet with that one because he entered Gamblers Anonymous or Gambler Rehab.
The quarterback?
The Texas Tech quarterback, yeah. And so now he may lose all eligibility because apparently – what team was he on? Was he on Indiana? Who was he on that he was betting on games? Not to lose, he was betting because he was hurt. It was almost a who's the wide receiver for the Falcons? Then he ended up on the Jags.
Oh, I know you're talking about.
He got suspended because he was betting when he was injured. So that's what happened with this kid. He was betting, and so he had to go to Gamblers Anonymous. But now he may lose his eligibility, and he may have to go into the supplemental draft. So I don't know. I got a feeling that the Dolphins, I think that they like what they have in Malik. Calvin Ridley, thank you, Chatters. Appreciate that. So, I don't know. That's going to be an interesting one. They feel really pot committed to Malik Willis. But, yeah, if you feel like it's a good prospect, I mean, they have to get creative, that's for sure.
Again, it's kind of one of those things where if it's available and you believe in it, then it's worth the risk. You know, and when they say, hey, we're going to draft a quarterback every year, I appreciate the fact that they didn't draft one just to draft one. Right? Like, it has to fit. They sure. have to see something they like. So if they like something and it's worth the risk, then sure, they'll do it. If not, then there's a lot of talent coming out next year's draft.
That's what they say. We'll take a break here on the program. More to come. We're back after this.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.